الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وقال أيضا ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Most respected ulama ikram, elders and dear friends, a common line that is heard very often is the complaint that I have problems. Every day almost you will hear some person complaining of some problem, whether it is a bout of some stressful event that has taken place in his life, some anxiety that he is going through, or to the point of a chronic illness that has incapacitated a person, or whether it is some cash flow problems that a person may be experiencing, having difficulty in making ends meet, or proceeding up to a stage where a person is in abject poverty. And sometimes it can be some minor misunderstanding in the domestic situation, and leading right up to huge family feuds wherein generations don't talk to each other. And also from the aspect of gunas, from minor sins, right up to blatantly and flagrantly trampling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single person has a problem. The question is there any solution to this problem? Is there any way to get out of these problems? Is there a solution to the raging infernos in many homes due to the misunderstandings and fighting and unhappiness that is prevalent? And is there any solution to the blazing fires in many hearts, fires of guna, of sin, that are drawing people down and taking them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, definitely there is a solution. And the solution to all our problems is taqwa, adopting the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself explains to us in the Qur'an Majeed, the ayat that I recited in the khutbah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The person who adopts taqwa, fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a solution out of any problem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him and grant him sustenance and rizq from places where he cannot even imagine. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will create ease for him. So the solution has already been explained to us by our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand that the solution is taqwa. Now for us to understand what taqwa is generally translated as the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, ulama explain further details for us to understand this concept of taqwa. Ulama explain that taqwa refers to rectifying, correcting and enhancing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are relationships enhanced? How are relationships are enhanced? By doing those things that please the beloved, and abstaining totally and keeping away completely from anything that displeases. So who can be more beloved to us than Allah Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created us from nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who provides for us, who gives us everything, who sustains us, who nourishes us, who takes care of each and every aspect of our lives in this world, in the hereafter, who can be more beloved to us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what will this demand? This basically demands that we make an all-out effort throughout our lives to do all those things which earn the happiness and the pleasure of Allah. We do those actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We lead our lives in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we totally abstain and refrain from gunas and sins and those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bring down the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taqwa explained by the ulama in its practical sense. Now this package of taqwa is an all-encompassing package. It is a detailed package. It is not something that is just restricted to the masjid or just restricted to the month of Ramadan. No, ulama have explained that this package of taqwa, in order for it to be a solution to all our problems, a person has to adopt the complete package and not pick and choose what suits him. Something that suits him, he will do it. Something that doesn't suit him, he will do what he wants. This won't work. So ulama explain that what does this package of taqwa, this holistic package of taqwa, what does it constitute? It constitutes that a person's aqaid, his beliefs, must be in conformity to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. His obligatory ibadat, his faraiz, like his salah, his sawm, his hajj, his zakat, must be fulfilled in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it fulfilled. His business dealings and his social dealings must be governed by the parameters of Sharia. He must be displaying good akhlaq and good character. Together with this, he must refrain from and leave out all sins and all gunas. Added to that, ulama explained that a person, a believer, needs to make a concerted effort throughout his life to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to enhance his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by engaging in nawafil and other voluntary acts that will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting Quran and Majid, and doing voluntary nawafil acts that will build his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person should also serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these 6 or 7 aspects, ulama explained, completes the package of taqwa. So if a person is looking for a solution to his problems, then he will have to adopt the complete package. He cannot say that I will perform my salah how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to perform salah, but in my business I will do the people down. I will keep roza in the month of Ramadan as specified in the Sharia, but I won't talk to my brother for a small, little, petty feud, petty issue. I won't talk to him for years. This won't work. For the package of taqwa to be complete, for the solution to be found in a person's life, a person has to adopt taqwa and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all these aspects of his life. Nonetheless, in various ayat of the Quran and Majid and in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have highlighted certain... The person whose phone is ringing can please switch their phone off because it's disturbing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have highlighted certain aspects that are directly related to a person's taqwa in his life. So from this we understand that though every single facet of deen is extremely important, there are certain things, certain aspects, the highlighted aspects by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are absolutely integral. If a person falters in these things, if a person slips up in these things, if a person doesn't perform in these things and doesn't complete these aspects, then sadly a person will be beset by great problems, severe problems, made in his deen as well as in his dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So ulama have explained quite a number of ayat in which a certain action is linked directly to taqwa. Inshallah, we'll try and discuss some of these ayat with some explanation of them. In one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. And O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let every soul see what it has sent forth for tomorrow. And keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, Allah is aware of what you do. A person of taqwa, a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his every action and every word will be governed by tomorrow. What do you mean by tomorrow? By the hereafter. A person of taqwa will be concerned that tomorrow I have to stand before my Rabb. Tomorrow I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I have to be careful of my every single word and every single action. And the first thing that a person will be accountable for on the day of Qiyamah, as we understand from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first action, if that action is in order, then the rest of his actions will be in order. The rest of his hisab will be easy. If the hisab in this part is easy, that is a person's salah. The first thing, the primary action of a person to be accounted for on the day of Qiyamah is a person's salah. So the taqwa in a person, if a person of taqwa, a person who has the realization of maintaining his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that taqwa will pull him out of bed in the cold Fajr mornings, in the cold winter mornings for Fajr, in the early summer mornings at the time of Fajr, that taqwa will take him out of bed and bring him to the masjid. That taqwa will tug him out of his business at the time of Zahar and Asr to leave his business till ringing, customers waiting, come to the masjid to perform his salah. That taqwa will ensure that he performs his maghrib and his isha salah also with jamaat in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained to us in the hadith sharif, as-salatu imaduddin. That salah is a pillar of deen. It is a great support of deen. That person who establishes his salah, he has established his deen. And that person who has faltered in his salah, has not completed his salah correctly, he has destroyed his deen. So from this we understand that the most important action in a person's life for which a person will be accountable first and foremost is a person's salah. To the extent a person neglects his salah, to that extent a person will be beset by problems and troubles. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose names you claim your rights from one another. And beware of severing family ties. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watchful over you. As we mentioned, taqwa is not restricted to just the masjid. Taqwa is not restricted to the month of Ramadan. Taqwa is not restricted to our ibadat. But a person of taqwa will also ensure that he fulfills his family ties. He keeps his family, he maintains his family relationships in a favorable manner. He does his best, a person of taqwa does his best to ensure that he secures the dua from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us words to this extent that family relationships are suspended from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they make dua, family relationships makes dua that you, O Allah, maintain that person who maintains me and cut off that person who severs me and cuts me off. So from this we understand that for this aspect of taqwa to be complete in a person's life, a person has to also ensure that he maintains favorable family relationships with his relatives. And this aspect of family relationships has been summarized in a hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Sil man qata'ak, wa'afu amman zalamak, wa'ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk." That join family relations with those who cut off from you, and forgive those who do wrong to you, who oppress you, wa'ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk, and do good to those who do harm to you. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That verily, the believers are brothers, so make peace between your brothers. And fear Allah so that you may be shown mercy. Respected brothers and elders, human beings are not created from stone. They are not created from iron, from metal. We have feelings, we have emotions. And when we live in a society, then it is natural that there will be some type of misunderstanding, some type of miscommunication. It is only the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who were saved from guna, from wrong. Other than that, all of us can fall into some wrong, some problem, some guna, some misunderstanding can crop up, some misunderstanding can occur. But a person of taqwa, a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will try to mend the situation in an amicable manner. He will try to fix up the situation quickly in an amicable manner by forgiving, forgetting and repairing the damage, doing the damage control. Together with that, ulama explain, those that are in a position who have influence over the parties that are disputing, it is also imperative for them as a sign of taqwa to help mend the situation. Many a times we find two people are fighting. There are others who are able to go and ignite the flame of muhabbat between them and repair the situation. But no, sadly, they will choose to fuel the fire of the feud more, to make the fight increase. So a person of taqwa, if he is in a position to try and remedy the situation and bring muhabbat between the brothers, he will do that because he will know that for this also he will be accountable based on his intention and he will be rewarded based on his intention in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayat, وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى, that you forgive. That you forgive is closer to taqwa, is closer to adopting the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The clear message in this ayat is that a person of taqwa is a person of good akhlaq, a person who maintains good character, who forgives and forgets and overlooks. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the hadith sharif that the weightiest thing on the scale of a believer on the day of qiyamah will be good akhlaq, will be good character. So a person of taqwa, a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who is concerned about his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will try his best to be kind, to be compassionate, to be understanding and considerate towards others. And he will at all costs avoid malice, avoid jealousy, avoid hatred, avoid those actions that are not in conformity to maintaining good character and having good akhlaq with others. And he will be humble and he will be ever ready to forgive and forget whatever problem, whatever difficulty may befall him from the side of another person. Though Sharia has allowed him to take equal retribution, but a person of pristine akhlaq, a person following the akhlaq of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will let it pass and he will forgive and forget what was done to him. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That, O you who believe, adopt taqwa and choose the company of the pious. Accompany the pious, the sadiqeen, the truthful. So together with the command of adopting taqwa, of having taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us the prescription and the procedure of how to acquire it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that you will find taqwa in the company, by being in the company of those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts are already brimming and full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts are burning with the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By us spending time in their company, by us spending time with the beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whose apparent and inner is in conformity to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we can see that person is keeping away from gunas, that person is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend time in the companionship and the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the spark can be ignited in our hearts also for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that this taqwa can start growing in our hearts also. And finally, in the last ayat to discuss today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله. That assist each other in acts of virtue and taqwa, and do not assist each other in sin and in rebellion, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the message is, be good and encourage others to do good. Be good yourself. Bring good qualities in your life. Join the pious. Enhance your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encourage others to be good also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for the good that you taught the next person. And remember, the wrong that you taught the next person, and he perpetrates that wrong. And the chain continues to the next person that is taught the wrong. If it all stemmed from you, if the wrong stemmed from you, then the guna of all of that will be adding on to your account. So we should try our best to be good role models, to be good role models to our families, to be good role models to our children, to be good role models to our people that are in our employment, to be good role models to the community at large. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to bring His taqwa into our lives, into our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the istihzar, that we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever we do, that we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that quality, that we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before us, or we know for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us in whatever we do. Our lives will run smoothly in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to stay away from gunas and those things that displease Him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.